Now, this week, we've been looking at how the pandemic affected students, their lives, and their learning. And tonight, before we go, we're going to hear from teachers. These voices are part of our special report called Disrupted, How COVID Changed Education, from the PBS NewsHour's Student Reporting Labs. That's our network of high school journalism programs across the country.
If I could only think of one word to describe this year when it comes to teaching, it would be exhaustion. To be quite honest.
We were trying desperately to figure out what was going on. We were building the plane while it was flying up in the air and hoping we weren't crashing and burning. We didn't know how to reach our students. Students didn't know how to reach us. And yet we were told somehow teach them.
Tough is a nice way to put it. It's been frustrating. It's been annoying. It's been devastating.
This will be my 19th year of teaching, but let me tell you, it feels like my first year.
This pandemic kind of forced us to adapt kind of on the fly.
Every day I never know how many kids I'll have in my room.
What I've learned,
turn your camera on Thursday,
is that one of the most important tools for teaching remotely is getting in touch with your own vulnerability. And not being scared to share it with your students.
Overnight, we had to switch modes. No more in person, all online. And it was quickly apparent that not everybody was joining the class. And I never forget this moment. A student raises her hand and says, "We've got each other. Let's not forget that." And so she said, "I'll reach out to so-and-so." Somebody else said, "Oh, I could text this person." And somebody else said, "I could swing by that person's house." And so as a small group, I think we did a good job of looking out for each other.
This year, I really tried to allow students to tell their own stories. And that's where the breakthroughs came. And the answers that I got were so thought-provoking for me as a teacher and really made me step back and think about my practice.
What do I wish people outside the classroom understood about this past year and a half? The thing that's missing, the story that's missing in the national media, the national news, is success. These kids have created a tremendous amount of success in these classrooms.
We've been pushing ourselves in ways unlike any other year, and it feels like we're going nowhere. But at the end of the day, I really feel like we've gone somewhere. It's just a different space, and we're stronger and we're better as a result.
The thing that keeps me coming back every morning are the new ideas, the fresh ideas that are going to roll into next year.
There are good days and bad days, and the most important thing is that our kids need us, and we need to be there for them. So thank you.
And you can watch the entire program on the NewsHour's YouTube page or on the Student Reporting Lab's website.